I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret, and Hyper misses his Q as always.
I'm sorry, I don't know what
to learn your alphabet, man.
You should really just type in the order that we're supposed to talk or something so I can remember.
Okay, so that's Hyper.
I'm Hyper. Probably playing Edward.
We have one of our special guests this week who's actually able to make it. That would be TH Dragon. Unfortunately, his mic is not able to be turned on, so one of us will be speaking for him.
And I am Trent, the Drago Lupin.
TH is a special guest.
I'm next. I'm Zypher, the Husky.
And I'm X Silver Fang, the mix between a fox and a wolf. And TH is not a special guest, you guys.
Well, yeah, he's a regular cast manager, but he's special because we hardly see him.
He is special, yes.
Yes, he is special. And welcome to Furry Talk.
Yes.
So, first up on the list today...
You're so professional.
First up on the list today is Age of Furs. When's the limit?
Hey, dude.
What do you guys think?
What are you talking
about? I have no idea.
What is the age do you think most furs should be allowed to start out? Do you think we should have a age cap, or do you think it's for everybody?
When they're old enough not to whine about stupid stuff.
Definitely not let the 8-year-olds in. Because they're shit.
Matured age. It doesn't matter how old you are physically. It matters how old you are.
Well, if you stay near the clean stuff and keep them near that, then I can see how it can be okay.
Yeah, until they hit puberty, then they're just going to be pervs.
Hyper.
Like Hyper.
Excuse me, Xifer. I'm not the one who constantly calls somebody other names. I didn't come out right. Ignore me!
Will do. Anyway. So, yeah, I don't know, somewhere between the ages... Oh, TH says probably about 12 or up, even though some 12-year-olds could be annoying. Yes. Yeah. They are. Unfortunately, so there are hope for a couple of them, and those are the ones that are allowed.
Yes.
For me, age does not matter. It's signs of maturity that does. I mean, I'm 20 years old. My birthday was 5 days ago. Wish me a happy birthday if you wish. But
happy birthday.
Well, happy belated birthday because it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm 20 years old now, but I still act like I'm 13.
You old man.
I'm not going to act like I'm a stupid...
I hope you kill over and die, you old fart.
Where's my spray bottle? Down, Hyper,
no!
Down. Anyway. So, yeah, it depends on the maturity of the person, not the age, in my opinion. I mean, there is... Yeah, well, yeah, there is age. I mean, you don't want, like, a 5-year-old finding out about this stuff.
Can I just state that, though? Never mind.
Keep those perverted 5-year-olds away from the furry fandom, you guys.
Perverted 5-year-olds, that'll be the day.
Oh, geez. Maturity, but,
also, sorry, go.
As TH said, you also, they have to be able to, like, be able to deal with drama and stuff in a calm way, and not just, like, completely have tantrums and stuff. Like, just freak out over the stupidest things. That's what TH said.
Most furries do freak out over the smallest things.
That is the problem.
Don't take a mature route about it.
Oh, we
yeah, like...
You go, ew, you're a cub person! Get out of here, you fucking faggot!
Well, it's more along the troll line that people don't know when to take a joke. Myself included. Even though I consider myself to be a pretty funny guy. Words still hurt, and... You say things the right way, you can piss anybody off. I think you could even do that to two.
Danny,
think it's pretty easy to do to two, but I don't know. I haven't talked to the guy.
Oh, two.
Shameless plug.
You better start.
Shameless plug.
FYI, people, whoever's listening to this, this is pretty much going to be a short podcast this week, it seems like. Give us suggestions, give us topics, please, for the love of God, or else we're just gonna run out of things to talk about.
Like today is a prime example.
Yeah. Oh yeah, unfortunately, also forgot to mention, Sai's not with us this week, unfortunately.
Yeah, though we do have a word slap word of the week, which will be said later.
Yeah, exactly. do we have anything else to say on this current topic, by the way?
No.
Are we done with this? Anybody else have anything to say about the age of furries limit?
For those people who may possibly, highly doubt it, but those people who may be that age and are furry, don't blab about it. That is bad.
That's
be
like, very
hey, everybody, guess what? I'm a furry. Don't do that. You're going to screw yourself over.
Well, you do that, prepare to be shanked, but...
Especially if you're living up here.
Wear a breastplate if you can.
Yeah,
type of armor.
But what if you don't have breasts?
It's the name for a chest plate.
He's joking.
Okay, but yeah, if you're like somewhere in a bad city, we'll say Toronto or Brampton. you might not want to advertise the whole furry thing. That's planning on going downhill.
Hey, Trent.
I'm going to go to Nevada and advertise it.
It's called sarcasm.
You bastard.
Ooh, what does that taste like?
God damn it, Trenton.
Wait, that's copyright.
Another shameless plug.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Actually, you can't copyright a bridge series.
Exactly.
Yeah, but...
You're
let's save that for another topic. Anyway, moving on.
Is it the topic I came up with? I'm sorry.
Yes. Personas.
Okay.
Too complicated.
Can I start this off?
Go ahead. You're the one who came up with it.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna start off with what is? I'm gonna ask everybody here. What is your idea of when you make a fursona? Who are you making it for?
Yourself,
exactly. So therefore, you're making it for yourself to suit yourself. So, a while ago, way back, I was on this forum, and people were complaining about other people's fursanas. They were complaining about how complicated they were and how it just pissed them right off for no apparent reason. And the person, and this is, I made a rant about this a while ago, but I just never did anything with it, but the person is making the fursona to suit themselves, not you. So don't complain about somebody else's fursona, first of all. That's like ridiculous. You can't complain about something that somebody made for themselves. They're not making it to suit you. It's for themselves. I can't stress that enough. And yeah, it just drove me insane how people were complaining about how somebody's fursona was like a cross between six things. Well, the person made it because they want to do that. They thought it would be cool. That's their fursona then. You don't complain about the things that they're doing with themselves when it comes to something like that.
Well, people still do it anyway.
You're going a little overboard when you have six different species. I mean, seriously, come on. That's overboard.
I know, but...
That's like tremendous overkill. Having every freaking animal under the sun is overkill, man.
Well, it's your choice. They have imagination enough to make something with six species.
That's what the thing is all about. It's free choice.
Exactly.
There's no way to get art most of the time.
Yeah, but like that's one thing. Like that was another thing. There's two sides to that. Is also when they make the fursona, they shouldn't freak out if somebody can't get the name right, or if they do at some point commission somebody, they shouldn't freak out because the person can't get the fursona to look right because.
Talking from experience here now?
Huh?
Talking from experience now here?
No, I haven't had anybody freak out about it. It's two simple things. A dragon and a wolf. Basically, wolf body, a dragon wings.
Well, like you doing requests. Are you saying you like freaked out on some people?
No, I didn't do that. I don't ask requests from people,
Doing requests for people.
Oh, yeah, I do requests for people, but I don't freak out about their fursanas being complicated. I'll be like, that may be a little hard, it may take a little bit, but as everybody knows, I'm basically a year behind in requests. God, smite me. Yeah,
you
but
have
like,
been smote-
you're done.
You have not been, I have not been smited yet, and I have seriously been lacking focus, but I'm trying to get back to those. Anyways, like, it's, I wish I had my rant right here so I could read that off. But anyways, but everybody else talk now. I've talked enough. I'm going to shut up now.
Okay, yeah. Reflection of who you are. That's pretty much what it boils down to. I think you've said, like, pretty much everything there is to say about that, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, it was your topic, so why not? Yeah, pretty much... Your persona is you. And no one can really tell you how to be yourself.
Except for God. If you're religious.
Hey, let's not pull religion into this. We're people of many faiths here.
That's why I added if you're religious.
No. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Trent just said everything possible. Does anybody else have anything to add?
I'm sorry.
What's there to be sorry about? It's your topic.
Because now everybody doesn't have anything to say. I said it all and...
It's your topic. You
it's like saying sorry for job. Breathing.
Okay, TH.
Sorry, I'm alive.
God.
TH said something. It's not the fact that people make them complicated. It's the fact that people are complaining about someone else's idea that they made for themselves. It's like attacking. It's
a
like
morale.
Morale. I was going to call that moral, but I suck at reading. Yeah, it's. You make it for yourself. People really shouldn't be complaining about your idea, your creativity. And, like, it's. Yeah.
My grandpa survived cancer today.
Cool.
He's completely cured.
Cool.
And all it took was half a year of freaking radiation.
Anyways, that's. Cool.
I'm happy.
Yeah, I would be
that
too.
That was completely random.
Yeah. Well, we're running out of crap to say already, so I just had to add the random.
We're not at that section yet. We always jump the gun. Anyway. So apparently we're done with this topic. So, moving on. Comparative lifestyles to furs and non-furs. I don't see a difference other than the fur suiting and the cons.
What's the question?
There isn't really a question. It's comparative to lifestyles of furs and non-furs. There really isn't a difference now, is there?
Except for...
We're just a bunch of nerds and artists. And,
oh God,
some sex fanatics.
Some people see us as that.
Yep.
And that just kind of sent us back about 50 years.
Yep. I don't think there's a single person in this podcast that's above the age of 30.
I'm only 16.
No, exactly. You're not.
Okay, let me narrow it down. Above the age of 25.
Awkward silence, 8.
Awkward silence equals unprofessionalism.
Okay, Frag would like to say something. The one guy I watched on FA does really good Team Fortress 2 music, and my roommate really loves his one song, yet he has no clue he is a furry. How does that work?
Wow.
I mean, you are or you're not. I mean, can you really be in the closet about being a furry? I mean...
He has a YouTube page.
That doesn't make him... So that instantly makes somebody a furry? Then all those trolls out there, that's an awesome argument.
Draven, I think he's saying that his roommate doesn't know he's a furry. I don't know, I'm confused.
Charge.
Boom! Fucking tiny pancakes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's because he has an FA account. Well, that's also a little bit of a touchy subject. We might as well go into, since we don't have much to talk about this week. There are people out there who don't really consider themselves furry, even though, in retrospect, they are. Trent's superb idol, Rodri, is one of those people. He does not. I know he might shoot me for saying this, but he doesn't think he's that good of an artist. He doesn't think of himself as a fur. He just likes it.
I'm sorry.
But he is really good if you want to check out his stuff. He's not the artist spotlight for this week, but...
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
You cannot be a furry if you don't want to be. He probably is just here for the art.
Porn.
Roger, actually. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, porn is pretty much it. That's his defining reason. And,
yeah, but
like I said, keep stone, especially in the fandom. We are unjudging and unjust.
The reason why he's not in the artist spotlight is because he's, like, really well known. He, like, does a lot of really good traditional art, and oh my god, he's my idol. I'm sorry.
Trenton, no, going homo.
No,
okay,
it's...
calm down.
I'm just
going box you. Yeah, keep your squeeze box sealed there, Trenton.
Trenton's a fangirl!
Stop apologizing!
I'm sorry.
Damn it, Trent!
Stop it! I'm gonna shut up now.
Anyway, we're running through these topics pretty damn quick this week, like I said. Some people are missing, if you hadn't noticed. So, like I said, do some stuff for us. Help us out. Give us topics. Fan mail. We'll read your fan. If you've got questions for us or topics you want us to touch on, we'll definitely talk about them. Give us something, because eventually we're just going to run out of shit to talk about on our own. And it's like, huh, we don't know what they want to listen to. So, and we'll just sit here and talk for a couple hours.
It's over yellow over Draven now. Come on. Wait, Silver?
What?
There, she speaks! She's alive!
She's alive!
Zeph's also been quiet, too.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, oddly.
Odd. Xypher? Oh my god, Xypher's dead! You killed Kenny, you bet!
I said what?
Zeph.
Xypher?
I said what's up.
You sound really tired.
No. Every time I try to say something, someone talks over me, so...
We always talk over each other.
Yeah.
We really have to work on that. Have, like, 2 cents. That's...
You know, it'd be a lot easier if we were sitting face-to-face to each other.
That Maybe would. We could go...
If anybody's wondering, we're doing this over Skype.
Yes. Silver, speak, please.
About what?
I don't know.
We could use the over commands. Hi, Draven. Over.
10-4.
Oh god, are we in the Navy? Oh my god, are we in the Army now? Over?
Trenton, wrong. That is building when you go 10-4. Oh, no, wait. No, actually, it's using both, actually.
Hyper fails. Okay. So, might as well move on. I mean, there's not really anything to point out in the lifestyle section.
Smoker!
Not there yet.
Relationships.
Oh my god, I'm out.
I'm gonna stay out of this one.
Really? I forget whose topic this was.
Why?
It was Xypher.
We'll take her away.
PH, we've already done stereotypes.
Long time ago.
Yeah. That was like the first podcast.
That was the first podcast. Anyway, Zeph, your topic. Take it away.
Why does the person who makes the topic have to take it away?
You sound so...
Because they know what it's pertaining. I write down jot notes here.
Well, I just feel that people treat other people like trash most of the time.
Really?
And like, yeah. Because, like, pretty much all of us have at least gone through heartbreak at least once.
Yeah.
Because some people don't know how to... Like, basically treat others with the same respect that they want to be treated.
Time old classic phrase. Too bad nobody follows it. Sadly enough. But through all that heartbreak, you gotta admit, there are good things that come.
Yeah, me meeting you, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have happened unless I got my heart broken, so.
I'd rather not talk about my situation.
Yeah, we don't have to go in...
I've went through some things, but one thing I always question is not really a piece of advice or anything or what I really think about, but one thing I always wondered is it really as good as they say when they have that thing? Is better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all? Is that really true?
No.
Well, in a way, it is because, you know, if you never loved, then you miss out on on something in your life that you could have had. And when you look back on it, you know, you think about, like, let's say you were dying and you're thinking back on all the things that you missed out on. Or if you die at a young age, you know, it makes you, like, empty inside knowing that you didn't do anything with your life.
We're getting into dark territory.
Yeah,
that's partly one of the reasons why I do draw the crap I do. Anyways.
Yeah, Mr. Morbid.
You should hear yourself very like logical Trent sense Morbus to it, but I don't want to play Morbus Prime.
Morbus Prime.
There's very logical sense to it, but I don't want to go into it.
Well, we didn't say you had to.
Exactly.
We are forgiving and understanding.
This is a very, very touchy subject, I know.
It is, like, everybody here has run into one thing or another with that, so.
Yeah, everybody has heartbreak.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it's through that heartbreak you usually find the one you love.
Until something happens to... I'm sorry, I'm gonna shut up now.
And sometimes it just comes in unexpected places.
Okay, so, wait. Everybody, TH can speak for only a couple seconds.
Okay.
Hello, I am TH Dragon. This is pretty much all I can say. So,
he's a person, bitch.
No, I'm not. Shut up.
Nice.
And the select words of TH.
TH Dragon, one of our... He is a regular podcast member, but because of things...
Certain situations.
Yeah, certain situations, he is not able to get on too often. But he will be able to next podcast, so...
Yeah, his reasons.
Since we're running through these pretty quick, let's go on to Size Slap Word of the Week.
Size Slap Word of the Week.
Size Slap Word of the Week.
Silver, you
should...
Shazam!
Silver, you can say it since you haven't talked, but, okay. Shazam!
I want to hear her say Shazam. Say Shazam!
Say Shazam!
Shazam?
Oh, no,
next time I see you, I get to slap you.
Shazam!
No, make me believe it, Silver.
That's what I just said.
Don't make me believe it. I didn't believe that.
Oh, whatever.
Say it with feeling.
Say it with feeling. Say it like you mean it. Say it with passion.
She said it with a passion as that kid from Marvel.
Nobody likes Marvel.
It's, there's this kid from Marvel. He says Shazam, and he turns into, like, this superhero that's kind of like Superman, kind of.
Shazam!
And then he goes, Shazam!
Louder, Silver!
And then Link hits him, and he turns back into a kid.
All right.
And well, just by saying, Shazam!
Hey, Trent.
Yes?
I have to say one thing.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, we're doing this now?
Because, remember... You keep saying sorry, so why don't I say thank you? Especially since you were the one who introduced me to Dre. Yay.
That's what Dre was saying. He's like, I have to thank you every time now. Every day.
Yeah, every day is a blessing thanks to you.
I'm like, no?
Keep your personal life.
And now we draw the audience into our personal lives.
Exactly.
With TH's comment about Batmite. Let's go into the nostalgia here for a second.
Batmite?
Not what?
Oh, nostalgia. Oh, those...
Yeah. Me and Trench get it a lot.
Yeah, we live relatively close to one another, so now and then I'll come by and we'll hang out for the night, watch movies and stuff, and usually nostalgia hits us like a ton of frick fricks.
What's nostalgia?
And usually it's furry related too.
Remembering things from when you were a kid or from the old
days. Way back when.
Mm-hmm. Old stuff.
Some fine examples was Sonic.
Sonic Sat-Am. Pinky and the Brain.
Tiny Toons.
We're tuning.
We're all the little
Animaniacs.
I was thinking
also, looking back, most of the cartoons we grew up with were furry related.
Exactly. Freakazoid 2, as TH mentioned. Though a lot of these things, like, looking back now, like, over all the cartoons, I was a furry from a very young age.
Yeah, it was pretty much beaten to our heads, so.
Pretty much. And then people are like, what are you doing being a furry? Well, look at all the cartoons you used to watch as a kid. You were a furry.
at one point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sesame Street as well.
Yep.
Sesame Street is more like Puppet File or something.
Big Bird.
I wouldn't want to be around Big Bird, you know.
What was that one thing?
Muppets.
I mean, the Muppets are creepy. Can you imagine getting bit by one of those things?
A Muppet?
Yeah, it's like, it has no teeth. It feels so weird.
Animal.
I just can't imagine getting bit by a Muppet. I mean, like, that's so weird.
Okay, like I said, we're running through these like friggin' butter.
Running through these like
fashion. Silver, got anything to add?
I have nothing really, sadly to say. Sorry, I'm so tired.
Well, let's get to our favorite talk. So, our favorite time of the podcast, so we can get everybody in on this random hour. Not really an hour, but really? Random all the same.
I hate you all.
Hyper.
Great butcher. I hate you too.
Hate that you're 16.
I'd rather be playing End War right now.
Then go play your gay war.
I can't.
War?
Go kill your
own monkey
teammates.
Dishwashers of Spain. Settle down, Italiano man.
Yes, Brag. Oh, artist spotlight, we forgot.
Oops.
Back. We can do that at any time.
We can do that at any time, you know. It's,
Now I'm being thrown off track. Blame TH.
I
just did nothing. I blame you.
It was somehow my fault. Trent, where you're sorry.
What?
Not paying attention. Well, I guess for my random segment, I gotta say, I'm starting to get better at my art after a quick tutorial. Be sure to see a lot more stuff from me when so I get access to a scanner.
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 Also, what would be a lot easier is if I got a tablet, then I could do straight onto the computer. But
which is really hard, actually.
Yeah,
you start, when you start, it's just like, oh my god, difficult.
Yeah, I know. It's like there's a lag between the strokes.
No, it's like I had mine for like
two
and a half years. And I still have freaking hard problems, like, drawing on a tablet. I do mostly traditional, and then scan it, and then do it on the computer.
Mm.
Trenton, how's your Harley?
She's still offline. She's in Utah.
Wild West.
I don't understand what's in this Utah we're going to. Anyways, she's in Utah right now for unknown reasons. She's been there for like the past month.
Trenton, I thought she would be in your garage since she is a motorbike made by Japanese company.
First of all, we don't have a garage. Second of all, I don't like Harley Davidson, and the Harley I'm talking about is my friend.
Is Harley
like.
Quinn? You're the Joker.
I'm not the Joker.
I knew you're the Joker.
Wait, let's hear your Joker laugh.
What? I don't do it.
That's not a laugh.
I know. I'm put him in the mood so he can do the laugh.
What Joker laugh? Are we talking about clown laugh?
No.
Brokeback Mountain.
The Joker was most known for his laugh.
Hey.
Most known for his done.
Okay.
Yeah?
No.
Then Brokeback Mountain with Heath Ledger. He's like, why? You're curious.
Why so curious?
My friend showed me that picture and it was like so freaking hilarious. I gotta find it.
Well, I'm not bored now. I don't know what to do. everybody. Hey guys, what's going on?
Now that we could get copyright for.
We could get like for that one.
Yeah, I'm getting the full version. C4, and I'm going to be making this giant flash video to start off my comic before, between my comic and my story. I'm going to be making that, and I'm probably going to need a lot of help with tutorials and what to do on that. So, anybody has any suggestions? Just give me, or tips or something.
I got a suggestion.
Give me a few. Yes?
Use Google, you lazy bastard.
I'm talking about specific things, like, there's you know, like...
guidelines on Google. It'll send you right to them. Use a search engine or YouTube.
YouTube is a good idea. Anyways.
I'm hoping at one point during all of this... I'm hoping during all of this that we become more and more professional and then...
Boomer!
Rank up.
That's why
I don't think that'll ever happen with Hyper in the party.
Don't worry, I'll heal ya.
So, Silver, what are you up to? You've been quiet a lot.
I'm working on my comic, I'm sorry.
Oh, which comic is that? Give a shameless plug.
Oh, yes, my Not Another Sunday comic. If you're not watching it, I say, go do it or I kill you!
I kill you!
Stop touching me!
Sorry!
Yeah. We're gonna get sued by two different people.
Why is it gonna be sued? We're like advertising them basically. How are
let's sue some innocent
by?
Furries. Yeah, that's their main priority for copyrighting.
Hey, they don't care as long as they're suing.
A lot of furs are in debt. They're doing commissions to pay off their debt, and they're most of them are like in college. Basically, that's what I've noticed. A large portion of them are in college or something.
Yeah, me and Trent.
I have a question.
Oh.
Why is it most furries hate their parents?
I love my parents.
Is furry the new emo?
I know. There's a bunch of furries I know hate their parents and want to move out.
I love my parents.
Yeah, I love my parents.
They're really
awesome. It's my dad's girlfriend I can't stand. Controlled Nazi freak communist. I'm sorry if I insulted anybody.
Brendan?
You see a bunch of communist people? Oh.
Nazi furs will come after you, man.
No, I don't care about the Nazi furs. My dad's girlfriend has control issues. And she will set stuff up so if I do one thing, I will get yelled at it. And if I do the complete opposite of it, I will get yelled at. I'm damned if
Opposite.
I do, I'm damned if I don't.
Opposite.
Well, your dad, you hate the bitch.
Indian Chief, Kunop Chuck.
No, he's like,
oh, sure,
Chief, DNA, Chuck.
Oh, that's
well, that was my high point.
I'm not insulting your culture, Ooga Booga.
Why are you insulting our culture, bruh? I'm not insulting your culture, Ooga Booga. You did it again. Ooga Booga.
I'm talking about my wife now. Okay, guys, he's talking about my wife.
Ooga,
I know what we're going to do you. What is that? We're going to put a lip disc in your... I know.
Frag would like to say, one thing I noticed in some parents is some parents don't understand us, and we start to have differences. Care to elaborate there?
What?
Elaboration.
How can parents not understand us? They're kids once, too.
I think it's more on the furry side, maybe.
Oh.
Well, no. Generations change. I mean, 10 years
look
from now,
me.
We're going to look at kids and we're going to be like, I don't get it.
If you play with a hula hoop nowadays and you're like 19, it's kind of weird. So, like, we don't really understand them much either.
Like 50 years old playing with a hula hoop and there'll be... Of course, at that time, the hula hoop will be outdated.
The hula tube. The hula tube.
As Frank said, I just keep repeating that word.
Maybe me.
And like,
how about me? Can
like,
I add me in there?
Like,
you know.
Pretty much, like adding things.
Are you gonna
fight the monster?
It's hard for me
to
explain, but
like, likes.
It seems that. Me and Dre were having this conversation when we were walking back from the mall that a lot of today's society seems to be, like, governed by, like, whether or not you're a virgin or not. That determines your
sex is rules the world.
Because yeah, and it also makes it give you like how many times you've had sex governs your worth in society, and I find that
pretty
wrong.
Much like, because. Like, let me elaborate on that, because we're running out of money. Money is going down the shitter, so we gotta find up a new currency, and guess what? It's sex.
It's babies.
Yeah, we joked a lot about that, but, yeah, but, like, when I look back on it, I look at today's standards, and a lot of the crap that happens, like, it makes me really question it. Like, I have the standards, I follow the standards that I assumed, that I assume everybody else used to follow at some point. And,
yeah, back in the dark ages.
Yeah, and I'm looking back at I'm on these standards, and people are like, well, you're going to be like the 40-year-old virgin. You know what I say? I never watched that movie. And people get all like, oh my god, you're such a loser, you didn't watch that movie. So I don't like comedy movies. I prefer to watch people get like, slaughtered by monsters and stuff. I'm sorry.
And that's why you're Mr. Morbid the Next.
I like comedy, yes, but the 40-year-old virgin just kind of like this kind of topic. Yeah. It annoys me because people make it seem like sex governs how important you are.
Well, no, it's not for that situation. It's not so much that sex was involved. It's a social thing. Movies, social, you know, like
it was
society.
More like his friends are telling him that you didn't really experience much. You know, and they're like, oh, it's the greatest thing in the world, you gotta try it, you gotta try it. It's kinda like peer pressure with, like, doing drugs and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
but then when...
Nothing
then
wrong
when
with drugs.
People, well, yeah, but whenever I hear people talk about it, it's like, well, it's nothing really special. So, it's
well,
just
they,
kind of...
they act like it's such a special thing when, like, they first try it. Then after they try it, they're gonna tell you, oh yeah, it's nothing special. It's usually how it goes.
I'm sorry, yeah, I should shut up now so I can let Silver talk. Sorry. Oh, damn, I'm apologizing.
Stop apologizing. Oh, I thought you were going to... Never mind.
Sorry.
Yeah, damn it, Trent.
I'm sorry, I was replying to...
Damn it, Trent!
I'm sorry, God.
I'm sorry. Damn it! I'm sorry! God damn it!
It's gonna be a running gag.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, we're starting to actually getting to our regular closing time, so we might as well hit the artist spotlight, and that would be Silver. You take it away. It's your week.
Wait a minute. My week? How's it my week? I'm the artist? What? Huh?
No, you had a person to pitch.
Oh, that's right, Fox Music. I know her so much. But her thing is actually spelled Frag. You can't spell it wrong, but I'm not blaming you. It's F-O-X like a fox, M-E-W like Mew as in the Pokemon, and Z-I-K just because she spelled it that way. She's really good. She makes the best music I ever heard, but she's also kind of she's done one music with her voice in it. She says she doesn't like her voice, but my God, if I were you, listen to her, comment her work, tell her voice is actually very beautiful because it is, by God, it is. She's just as good as Yukon Wolfpaws. Maybe she's a little bit better, but sorry, Yukon Wolfpaws, if I actually kind of offended you in any way.
Do the same for Rodri, too. He's got a little, he doesn't think his work is good, but if you check out his stuff, holy crap. He's not horrible, but he keeps beating himself up about it. So, shower him with praise.
The artist spotlight is more for people who people don't know about but do good work. Rodri is very well known, does excellent job.
Yeah, but I feel bad for the dude because he keeps beating himself up. And he says he doesn't do good a job, but I want him to feel loved.
Everybody in the entire podcast crew, I probably got the least amount of page views.
Probably. Here.
Well, let's do a quick little sum up here.
Don't talk about me.
I just want to see who has more and who has. Okay.
I got an announcement.
I know I'm at like almost 4,000, I think.
Actually, you do have more page views than me.
TH made an SL avatar of himself.
He's made a lot of SL avatars. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, but he's one of his persona.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
Yeah, I have 3,400 page views.
You have 3,400?
Yeah, but I really don't care about page views. It's more about the comments. Comments are like my heroin.
I have 400 page views. I feel sick.
Any comments?
Well, look at me. Gosh, I suck. I'm a piece of crap.
Yeah, pretty much the only comments I get is from you guys. That's all the encouragement I need.
I'm a piece of crap. I can't draw.
No, you do awesome work. You got a job as a media artist.
Media artist? You mean graphic designer?
Digital. Sorry.
I design t-shirts. That's not really a big thing.
That is awesome, dude.
But your work is still good. You still do awesome art.
No, I don't.
Right now.
We should start making our own t-shirts.
Everybody go check out the picture he did for me. He's also the person who started the little cast picture for the Fluff House. He's
which is still incomplete because I have no time to do anything anymore.
Mm. Well, that's why we decided that we're all going to pitch in with the comic.
Yeah.
I plan to do a panel at some point once I get better with the art.
I never agreed to that.
Too bad.
Fine, then. You don't have to make your own panel for the comic.
You're Mr. Hep to, like, deny everything, you know? Gosh.
But I'm way too far behind in my own artwork.
You're being so cynical.
I owe 2 Caribbeans and a bunch of free art for the contest I held for my welcome back party.
So?
Join the club! I have requests that have been around for nearly a year now!
Now it's art bitch days.
Look at me with my...
I am!
Look at me with my free commissions because I have to give free ones because nobody will ask me to do a commission.
That's called a request, not a commission.
No, it's not even a request. It's doing something for somebody and just saying, here. They don't even ask for it. I have to give it to them.
That's
for them
gift to accept. Art.
I have to give away my art just for people to like it.
See, people, see what happens when you don't give us ideas and contribute. We don't know what to talk about. You're tearing us apart.
I blame
you're making me go emo. My hair's gonna grow really long in front of my face now. Gosh.
Aww.
I should just give up art for now. It's all your fault, viewers.
Give Zeph his art back.
Exactly, you did nothing.
You guys
nothing.
Stole my talent. Give it back. I did through, like, every art class in high school.
Well, I'm pretty much thinking things are starting to wind down. I don't know about the rest of you.
I just drunk a Mountain Dew. I'm all good.
Yeah, I know how much you want to start playing End War.
Not really. I lose.
So yeah, viewers, I stress again, if you love us, give us topics to talk about. We're running out of ideas here. Feed us. Feed our ego, do something, comment to us, give us questions about us or yourselves. Maybe we can help.
Add my
I'm a studying psychologist, so maybe I can help.
Feed off of my ego.
Yes, support the cast. We need your help.
Play Ice Scribble with me.
The only support I get is on my back.
Oh, garage!
Girdle! Girdle, girdle, girdle. They made you out of fabric. Girdle, girdle, girdle. There's nothing that rhymes with fabric.
Something came out of fabric. That's why you think of rhymes ahead of time before you have to say them.
That's why I'm not a rapper. I may be quarter black, but...
Try purple or orange. I highly doubt you'll get it. And don't say door hinge either, because that's 2 words.
Hyper!
We said it had to
I
be
know,
one.
I want to, but Draven's talking. It's quite rude to interrupt, which I just did. Damn it.
Interrupt? Look at you, Mr. Endwar.
Actually, I was going to talk about the Ice Scribble account we made, but no, you two go ahead and talk about your purple crap.
No, but somewhere she's been calling you for a couple, like, minutes now, like an hour she's been calling you.
I know we've been talking about World of Wind, but I couldn't because Draven and Expert were talking about some purple crap.
Yeah, we're talking about your crap, Hyper. It's purple. Now quit doing it on the floor.
No!
Tied it up, putting down newspapers.
He's the scat, man.
Hyper's
the scat, man. Skibbity.
Okay, well, anyways, me, Silver, and Sai earlier today made a new account called For the Win. Actually, it's on FA. That's just the name we made. And it's for all our ice scribble art that we make in this group here for Furry Talk, since we don't want to post it on our own sites to get more views for ourselves, we'll just put it on that account. I'm running out of breath. Hang on.
Breathe.
Breathe!
Oh. You need to breathe to die.
Anyways.
I was about to say you need to breathe to die. You need to breathe to live.
I'm trying to heal you.
Stay still. Zombies are beating the crap out of me. You think I'm going to stand still, you idiot?
Okay. Also, I want to rant on something really quick.
Go ahead. We got all the time.
Schools, they don't allow you to use self-defense anymore. If you can't get into a fight, you can't fight back. Unless you want to get a suspension or expelled.
I accidentally hit them with a book.
I know, but that's really freaking retarded. I mean, seriously, schools are telling you not to defend yourself? Seriously, the school I go to, they have a no-tolerance rule, but, like, who the hell's going to fight? There's nobody there. I go to a self-school.
Do you know what you do? When someone tries to get in a fight with you, if they hit you, you hit yourself so many times, you, like, start bleeding and say, look what they did to me.
Just like off of Fight Club. Just like off of Fight Club. Guy grabs his shirt. What are you doing? And he starts punching himself, and he's, like, all bloody. He's crawling up under the guy's shirt. Security comes in, and you see the boss with a fist over there holding, trying to push the guy off. Oh, that was good. I just interrupted everybody.
That's funny.
No, you're all good, Trent.
I haven't seen Fight Club.
But saying sorry.
Oh, you have to watch it then. It's a good movie.
But stop saying sorry. You gotta learn to stop that.
Sorry.
Damn it! Okay, maybe we should change size slap word of the week to sorry.
No! Please don't!
Okay, we won't. We'll save it for next week.
Oh, damn.
Or maybe we should turn it into a drinking game every time Trent says, all right, we gotta take a drink. We'll be pretty drunk by the end of this podcast.
We've been doing this for, like, normal podcast time. Holy shit.
Yeah. Oddly enough.
This is how bored we are.
Yeah.
Yes. Once again, viewers, feed us topics. Feed me. Feed me, Seamus. Feed me.
Ghostbusters.
Just try to imagine what we do when we're not on script.
Yeah, no. This is us off the script. We have a script?
We do?
We have.
I'm the director. Shouldn't I know about this?
Our topic script.
Frank is the director and producer.
He's the producer. I'm the director.
Oh.
I'm the ship pickle.
I'm the piece of crap cameraman.
And I'm the,
There's no use for me.
I'm the comedy relief.
No,
there's no
not.
Use for me.
I'm the fairy.
There's no...
you're the talent.
I'm the person who runs around and gets coffee for people then and won't shut up and stop talking.
So you're an intern.
I'm the most useless character. I'm a cameraman on a voice chat.
Aww.
That's both hilarious and depressing. Mm-hmm. So, what does that make it? A mediocre decisive?
Just admit it. I'm a piece of crap.
Purple? Poo. Poo. We made a poop joke. Okay. Yeah, this is starting to go down in the wrong directions. So, I think maybe we should call it... where it is. And so, as everybody knows, what's more funny than a furry?
A non-furry.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. This has been Furry Talk. Hope to see you next week. Tell your friends. Love ya.
The lighter side.
Yeah. Peace out.
I hate you all. Especially you viewers. I don't.
Aww.